Welcome to this Moving Panels One Shot, and we are playing a game. We're playing some Jeopardy. If you were with us a couple weeks ago, we played this with three of our co-hosts, Bethany, Chad, and Nicholas, with Nicholas taking the win. So Nicholas has moved on into the finals, and he will be followed in by one of my three co-hosts for today. So let me go ahead and introduce it, of course, Jeopardy style, you know, and here are today's contestants. First off, from the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast, it's Tim Williams.
Hello. I'm here to play a game. We'll see what happens.
And one of our newest co-hosts, he is from Totally Rad Christmas. Please welcome Jerry D.
Hey, what's up? Hope to do well.
And another one of our longtime co-hosts, it is the dapper Southern gent, Blake Fowler.
I am just here to have a good time.
All right, gentlemen. Well, again, you are battling it out to see who is going to move on to the finals in this battle of the co-host. You will join Nicholas, and then the third person is going to be based off of who has the next highest score. So currently, Bethany holds that position. She has $13,200 is what she ended up with at the end of her episode.
Sweet mercy. So that is, holy. Okay, good for
Bethany. That is the score to beat in order to make it into the finals if you do not win today's episode. But let's go ahead and jump into it with our first Jeopardy round. And the categories are voice actors, Chris Evans movies, not Captain America, Runs in the Family, also a Batman villain, the MCU, and of course, you also need to know about the DCEU. Everything is up. There is, of course, a Daily Double hidden somewhere on the board. And let's kick things off. Tim, you start us off.
All right. Well, let's see what happens. Chris Evans movies, not Captain America, for 200, please.
We all know that before he played Captain America, Chris Evans played this member of the Fantastic Four. Tim.
Who is Johnny?
Can you be more specific?
I can't. I don't remember the... Oh, it's escaping me. I know it's Johnny something.
Oh, well. All right, Blake.
Who is Johnny Storm, the Human Torch?
That's
Johnny
it.
Storm, the Human Torch is correct. I had to take something
you're right.
Than just Johnny.
Yeah, you're right.
Here's Johnny also, but yeah.
All right, so Blake, you take command of the board. Where are we going?
Let's go Daily Double Hunting. How about also a Batman villain for 800?
All right, how did I know you'd go after a Batman
character? Trying to play to my strengths, Laramie, that's all.
All right, here we go.
That's what I thought I was doing.
What Humpty Dumpty is. Literally, that is. Jerry.
What is Egghead?
He is an egghead, isn't he? That is correct. All right, Jerry, now you have the board.
Let's try also a Batman villain for 600.
Sticking in that category. A cause of great stress or annoyance. Jerry.
What is Bane?
Bane is correct.
That's nice. A good one.
Nice.
That's a good one. The bane of my existence.
All right, still on you, Jerry.
Let's shake it up a little bit. Let's try Runs in the Family for 200.
Runs in the Family, 200. Mother to Robin, Damian Wayne. Blake.
Who is Talia al Ghul?
Talia al Ghul is correct. All right, Blake, board is back over to you.
Let's see if we have better luck with this than the actual one does. How about the DCEU for 1,000?
Wow, gonna go big on that one.
Yep.
There were many proposed films for the DCEU that were later canceled. However, this film starring Leslie Grace was fully filmed and then shelved. Tim.
What is Batwoman?
That is incorrect.
Batgirl.
Jerry.
What is Batgirl?
Batgirl is correct.
Damn. No.
Gotta, hey, the Jeopardy will always get you on the wording there, Tim.
What is Bat Female? I don't know.
What is Bat Lady?
Yeah. What is my brain is Jello? Okay, here we go. All right, get in the game, Tim. Get in the game.
All right, Jerry, you're bored.
Let's try. Jeez, voice actors for 400.
Moving over into voice actors. Her voice acting isn't weak, as she has voiced characters like Harley Quinn, Raven, and Miss Minutes, among countless others. Jerry.
Who is Tara Strong?
Yeah.
Tara Strong is correct.
I saw her face, but I couldn't think of her name.
Nice pun in there, by the way, Laramie.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like to try to give the little clues sometimes.
There it is.
All right, Jerry, you're bored.
Let's try Runs in the Family for 400.
Better known as a father to twins, he is also the father of Polaris, Lorna Dane. Jerry.
Who is Magneto?
Magneto is correct.
All of a sudden, I really want some Lorna Dane cookies for some reason.
All right, Jerry, still your board.
Let's stick with Runs in the Family for 600.
Hey, it's worked for you so far. Let's see what we got. It's the Daily Double.
There it is.
Jerry, you currently have 3,200. You have a commanding lead. How much would you like to wager on this one?
We'll do $2,000.
$2,000. Here is your Daily Double. Father to Eleanor Camacho.
No idea.
You're not going to go for anything on that one?
No, I can't even think of it. I honestly have no idea.
Unfortunately, the correct answer was, who is Deadpool? All right, so the scores currently run Tim at negative 1,200, Jerry at positive 1,200, and Blake at 400.
Yes,
so
sweet.
Jerry has closed that gap up a little bit for Blake to catch back up. But Jerry, it is still your board.
All right, well, let's try also a Batman villain for 1,000.
Its scientific name is Lamparide. Jerry.
What is Poison Ivy?
That is incorrect. The correct answer was, who is Firefly?
Lamp. Firefly. Makes sense, yeah. Light, okay.
Yep. Just seems so obvious afterwards, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, Jerry, you still got it, though.
Well, let's try the MCU for 200, I guess.
Oh, no.
In 2018, this became the first MCU movie to be nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards. Jerry.
What is Avengers Infinity War?
That is incorrect.
Jeez.
Blake.
What is Avengers Endgame?
That is also incorrect. Tim, you want to take a shot at it?
What is Black Panther?
That is correct.
Nice.
It was Black Panther.
It came to me at the very last second, believe it or not.
Yeah. Again, the Endgame, I think Endgame, Infinity War, all that were nominated for Academy Awards. But
not
Black
Best
Panther,
Picture.
Black Panther was the only one nominated for Best Picture.
Gotcha.
All right, Tim. So you got a little bit of a hole to climb out of. So where are we headed?
Well, let's try the MCU for 400 and see what happens.
In a 2019 movie, this superhero punched an elderly woman on a train. She had a really good reason. Blake.
Who is Captain Marvel?
After she gives her little smile to Stan Lee.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Blake, you have the board and you have the lead.
Let's do Chris Evans movies, not Captain America, for 1,000.
Chris Evans voiced this ice hockey playing crime fighter in 2007's TMNT. Tim.
Casey Jones? Who is Casey Jones?
Oh, yeah, got to get in that formal question. You got it in, though.
Am I out of the hole now?
You are. You are at zero.
Zero.
You have wiped it clean.
As long as it's not a negative, I'll take it. All right, let's go back to Chris Evans movies for 800.
Chris Evans played Lucas Lee in this 2010 Edgar Wright film based on the Brian Lee O'Malley comic. Tim.
What is Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
That is correct. He is coming in. Tim now has the lead. Out of nowhere. The scores currently stand Tim at $800. Jerry is at zero.
Oh, man.
And Blake is at $600.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
All right, Tim.
Stick with Chris Evans, $600.
Chris Evans stays on track with the story's analysis of class warfare in this 2013 adaptation of the 1982 graphic novel The Escape. Jerry.
What is Snowpiercer?
Snowpiercer is the film.
Way to go.
And he's finally back on the board.
Way to go, Jerry.
All right, Jerry, where are we going?
Let's go DCU for 800.
In 2020, this character from the DCEU appeared in the final episode of the CW's Crisis on Infinite Earths. Jerry.
Who is the Flash?
Flash is correct. All right, Jerry.
Let's try also a Batman villain for 400.
The Adelaide is a medium-sized one. Blake.
What is a penguin?
You are correct. It is a penguin.
Nice.
I'm not 100% sure that I pronounced that word right, but it is a penguin.
I say, shout out to my middle brother whose favorite animal is the penguin. So I was nice. Able to brush up on all those early in life.
Well, let's. Unfortunately, that would probably be the only penguin question we have. But Blake, it is your board.
I thought you were gonna say which flightless bird mates for life. I was gonna be all over that one. Let's finish off Chris Evans' movies, not Captain America.
I am surprised you didn't want to finish off the Batman villains.
I'm a big Chris Evans guy. Like I'm a big Chris Evans. I keep waiting on one movie, Laramie.
Chris Evans wasn't the only actor to have better success with another comic book movie. Just ask his co-stars of this 2010 movie, Zoe Saldana, Idris Elba, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Tim. What is The Losers,
yeah,
correct?
I actually like that movie.
Yeah, it's just a good movie. I was just waiting on Chris Evans' best film, co-starring Daniel Craig, for those of us who've never seen it.
And which one is that?
Knives Out?
You've never seen Knives Out, Laramie?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay. I was just...
But
it's not comic book related.
This is a comic book movie podcast, and these are comic book movie related clues.
Yeah, but...
And I have not witnessed the comic book of Knives Out or Glass Onion or
It just says Chris Evans' movies, not Captain America, not his comic book movies. So I was hoping, maybe.
But they were all other comic book movies.
I did not know that about Snowpiercer till just now. So,
yep. All right, Tim.
Let's go back to the MCU for 600.
His MCU character speaks very limited English, but he received a translated script of all his lines. Tim.
Who is Groot?
That is incorrect.
What?
We're going to go Tom on that one. If you read the clue, we're looking for the actor.
Oh.
So the correct answer was, who is Vin Diesel?
Oh. Mm. Darn you, English. All right. MCU 800.
Tony must be a fan of Archie Comics, because he gave his Hulk protocols this name, which might make Betty Ross a little jealous. Tim.
What is Jughead?
That is incorrect.
Oh, well.
Jerry.
What is Veronica?
Veronica is
that's
correct.
Right.
All right, going to pause for a second because I just realized that $600 clue... I did not minus from Tim.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah. I was just about to ask. Am I back in the negative yet?
You are.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
I think this
is what Michael Scott said. How the turntables.
Right.
Yeah. How the turntables.
Just how the turntables.
All right, Jerry, you've got another commanding lead again. This has been a very yo-yo type game here.
Well, I'm gonna go with also a Batman villain for 200.
In poker, it's commonly used as a wild card. Jerry.
What is the Joker?
I mean, how do you get that one wrong? That was really just a matter of who buzzed in first.
Yep.
All right, Jerry, still yours.
Let's try Runs in the Family for 800.
I think y'all have kind of ignored this category for a little bit. Father to Ravager, Jericho, and Ravager. Jerry.
Who is Slade Wilson?
Slade Wilson or Deathstroke. I will give you that one. All right. You've got a big commanding lead. You are $2,200 ahead of Blake.
Let's try Runs in the Family.
Finishing out that category for 1,000. Mother to Jacob Free. Who is Big Barda?
Ah, that's right.
So Jerry knew it. He just couldn't pull it out in time.
Scott Free is Mr. Miracle.
Yep, yeah. Scott Free is Mr. Miracle.
Yep.
You had a clue in there.
Mm-hmm.
His last name helps a lot. All right, Jerry, still your board.
Let's do voice actors for 600.
He voiced Nightwing in Batman Under the Red Hood, The Flash in Justice League The New Frontier, Spider-Man on Spider-Man The New Animated Series, and wait for it, Music Meister on a musical episode of Batman the Brave and the Bold. Tim.
Who is Neil Patrick Harris?
Ah,
MPH it is.
A very nice How I Met Your Mother reference.
I just kept thinking, Doogie Howser, it's Doogie, but I just couldn't remember his name, so I didn't want to lose any points.
He said, I try to give the clues on the ones that I think might be a little bit more challenging. All right, Tim, it is your board. You are out of the hole.
Whew, thank you.
Let's start climbing.
Let's finish out MCU for 1,000.
Garrett Morris has a brief cameo in Ant-Man because he was the first actor to play the character on this long-running comedy series. Jerry.
What is Saturday Night Live?
He did on Saturday Night Live.
Let's go DCEU. God, it's hard to say. For 200.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore, so you can say whatever you want.
Whatever.
Though first used in an Entertainment Weekly article in 2015, the name DC Extended Universe was officially named in 2020 with the launch of this streaming service from Warner Media. Blake.
What is HBO Max?
It is HBO Max.
Oh, was it that? Okay, I was thinking it was something else.
All right, Blake, you've got $3,000 behind Jerry, so may not be able to do it here, but you can start closing the gap before double.
DCEU for 600.
Though he only directed 2.5 of the 15 movies in the DCEU, his name is associated with an alternate name for the DCEU. Blake.
Who is Zack Snyder?
It is Zack Snyder for the Snyderverse.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Directed 2 of the movies, kind of directed Justice League.
Well, he directed the only Justice League we acknowledge in this house.
Right,
so.
Right.
All right, Blake.
Well, let's either close the gap or give Jerry an opportunity to blow everyone out of the water. Voice actors for 1,000 here.
All right, voice actors for 1,000. Here we go. The voice of Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob SquarePants. He also voiced Lex Luthor on Superman, the Animated Series, and Justice League, and Red Hulk on Hulk and the Agents of Smash. Jerry.
Who is Clancy Brown?
Clancy Brown is correct. From Shawshank Redemption.
And,
I would love to have put that in here somewhere.
And Highlander.
Yes, yeah. And Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got to throw in that 80s movie there, Tim.
Thanks. There was at least one, because there can only be one.
Let's try voice actors for 800.
This Boy Meets World star voiced Terry McGinnis on Batman Beyond and Peter Quill on Guardians of the Galaxy. Jerry.
Who is Will Friedle?
Will Friedle or Friedel. I don't know how to say his last name.
Friedel, I don't know.
We'll go with that. All right, Jerry, we're closing out another category. Which one will it be?
Let's do DCU for 400.
Lauren Cohen and Diane Lane played moms with this first name, which turns out to be surprisingly crucial. Jerry.
What is Martha?
Martha. What name did you say?
Did we just become best friends?
Yes.
All right, Jerry. I don't know if you're a big Jeopardy fan, but you wanna bring it?
Well, let's do voice actors for 200.
Follow me here. In a 2017 episode of Justice League Action, he voices an animated version of himself, who uses his voice acting skills to free himself from two villains. Ironically, he voiced every character in the episode. Blake.
Who is Adam West?
That is incorrect. Tim.
Who is Mark Hamill?
Mark Hamill.
Wow, that was I was taking a shot at that one.
Yeah, who voiced not only himself, but also voiced the Joker and the Trickster in the episode.
Oh, nice.
I was trying to think of somebody that's voiced a lot of different villains, so yeah.
Yeah. Shocked me that Blake did not get that one.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose a lot more. That's my motto.
All right, so ending our first round of Jeopardy, Tim has 600. He will go first in Double Jeopardy. Jerry with a commanding lead of 6,400. And Blake is still in there with 1,600.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Are you tired of battling crime all day and coming home to find your spandex suits covered in dirt, grime, and villain goo? Well, fear not. Introducing Grime Fighter Laundry Detergent, the ultimate solution for super-powered stains. Our dynamic formula penetrates deep into fabric fibers, banishing odors and leaving your costume smelling as fresh as a city saved from danger. But that's not all. Grime Fighter is specifically formulated to keep colors vibrant and blacks as dark as the night sky. So whether you're swinging from skyscrapers or soaring through the skies, trust in the cleaning power of Grime Fighter and unleash your true superpower, cleanliness. All right, so Tim is going to choose first in Double Jeopardy, and let's get to the categories. This time we have was also in Sin City, super music, comic books without capes, I can't believe it's not a comic, poorly described plots, this is going to be one of my favorite categories, and best of both worlds. These are actors who have appeared in both a Marvel and DC movie.
Mm.
Cool.
Nice.
All right, so Tim, where are we starting things off?
Well, let's just go for it. I'm in the hole. Let's do best of both worlds for 1200.
There he is.
In Marvel, Zeus. In DC, Jor-El. Blake.
Who is Russell Crowe?
He did them both. Mm-hmm.
This is only because I want to hear it. Poorly described plot for 2000.
Oh, going for the full 2000 one. Cancer survivor never loses his sense of humor. Jerry.
Who is Deadpool?
What is Deadpool? Yeah, is correct. It is one. Deadpool. That's a pretty easy one considering, but hey, I didn't actually base these off of level of difficulty.
I appreciate that.
All right, Jerry, you're bored.
I'm curious. Let's try super music for 400.
All right. This was a fun category as well to create. In 2000, Three Doors Down had a hit with this song that mentions Superman and my superhuman might. Jerry.
What is kryptonite?
If I go crazy, will you still call me Superman?
Let's try super music for 800.
Time out for a penalty in hockey. It's also the name of the group that had the 2001 hit song, Superman. Tim.
Who are Five for Fighting?
Did you know it, or did the hockey clue give that one away for you too?
I knew the song, but the hockey clue did help me remember the name of the band. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, it is now your board, Tim.
This has been fun. Let's do super music for 1200.
A rare pop song that features an oboe solo. This cryptic ballad by Seal became a smash hit after appearing in Batman Forever. Blake.
What is Kiss from a Rose?
Kiss from a Rose it is.
And darn, that oboe Blake solo was fire in that song, yeah, too.
I'm saying it was. Super memorable.
For a song that makes no sense lyrically, but it's still
no,
fun.
No. I mean, if you... no.
It is one of the most beautiful ballads ever written, Tim, and you will rescind that comment right now.
Okay.
And if you ever wrote a dictionary.
Yeah.
That's... All right, Blake.
I can't believe it's not a comic for 1200.
Show on which an alien race gave teacher Ralph Hinkley a supersuit. Tim.
What is the greatest American hero?
Leave it to the 80s guy to get the 80s television show.
I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm on top of the world. It should have been somebody else.
There you go. Yeah, that's enough, Tim. That's enough. All right, Tim, you're bored.
Poorly described plot for 1600.
A cat gets in a fight when his family lets in a stray.
Oh, Jesus.
Correct answer is...
Black Panther.
It was Black Panther.
Oh, my gosh.
Blake did not think of it in time. It was Black Panther.
That is a good clue. That is a darn good clue. Wow. I didn't know you could have Black Panther as an answer for two different questions in the game. But
look, there's a lot that repeats.
Good to know.
I mean,
there's only so many comic book movies.
Yeah, there's only so many comic book movies, Tim. And I have to come up with three full episodes.
I got you. No, it was a good clue.
All right. Still yours, Tim.
All right, let's go up the scale. Poorly described plot for 1200.
Egotistical billionaire fears an immigrant. Blake.
What is The Dark Knight Rises?
That is incorrect. Tim.
What is Batman v Superman?
It is Batman v Superman.
Oh, I may have to challenge that since Bane is technically an immigrant too, but okay. I'm going to let it go.
That is. That is. I'll have to think about that one. We'll go ahead and reveal the scores since... we've gone a little bit of a ways into the second round. Tim, you have 2,600.
Woohoo!
Jerry, still with the lead with 8,800.
Oh, man.
Nice.
And Blake with 2,800.
It's a
$6,000 lead.
Battle for second place here, Tim, okay?
No. You guys are nailing this round.
All right, Tim. It's still on you.
Well, since you just told us this, I got a lot of making up to do. Let's do best of both worlds 1600.
And that is a daily double.
You was going to catch me.
So again, as I said, you have 2600. You are in third place, 200 behind Blake and a lot behind Jerry. So what are you going to do?
Not at all, Tim.
No, I'm not doing that. I'll do 1500.
1500. Not even as much as the clue was worth. Here we go.
Thanks. I didn't think about it that
way. In Marvel, Bill Foster. In DC, Perry White.
Who is Lawrence Fishburne?
That is correct.
Good job, Tim.
All right, Tim. You're now at 4100. Where are we going?
Best of both worlds, 2000.
In Marvel, Rourke, Mephisto. In DC, Steppenwolf. Jerry.
Who is Kieran Hines?
That is correct. Kieran Hines. Mm-hmm.
I would never be able to figure out his name if I didn't see it in front of me. It's like, I know who he is.
I would have actually accepted a couple of maybe mispronunciations on that one as well.
Ciaran.
All right, Jerry.
Let's try comic books without capes for 400.
The film with this numeric title was based on Frank Miller's graphic novel about the Battle of Thermopylae. Jerry.
What is 300?
It was 300. See, that wasn't so bad.
Weren't they typically wearing capes, though? They're Romans?
I think he means it's not superheroes.
Yeah,
right?
They're not like, yeah, in a way.
Right.
I mean, I was still going to say 300 anyway. I just was thinking about the clue.
It's going to just 300 the sequel, Rise of the Empire, whatever.
Oh, no.
Let's never speak of that one ever
yeah,
again.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
It's almost as bad as Sin City sequel.
By the way, we still have a Sin City category.
No one wants to talk about.
We're all ignoring that one. Let's try comic books without capes for 800.
Appearing several times in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Usagi Yojimbo is a 17th century Ronin and this type of animal. Jerry.
What is a rabbit?
He is a rabbit.
Let's try, I Can't Believe It's Not a Comic for 800.
Michael Sheen and David Tennant play an angel and demon in this series based on a Neil Gaiman, Terry Pratchett novel. Tim.
What is Good Omens?
Good Omens is correct. I actually just read that book for the first time. All right, Tim, you're in second place. A lot of catching up to do to get to Jerry. So where are we headed?
Comic books without capes, 1200.
This epic four-letter comic series from Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples features Romeo and Juliet-based characters, the Winged Alana and Horned Marco. Jerry.
What is Saga?
Saga is correct. Tried to give you some hints in there by calling it epic and four letters.
That's the only reason I got it.
All right, Jerry, so where are we headed next?
Let's try Super Music for 1600.
This Canadian band won the 2002 MTV Video Music Award for Best Video for the song Hero, which appeared on the Spider-Man soundtrack. Blake.
Who is Nickelback?
It is Nickelback. Yes. Something that we actually enjoy Nickelback for.
Wait a minute. I unironically enjoy Nickelback all the time. I don't know if I'm alone in that, but...
All right, Blake, it's your board.
Well, since we're treating this category like I got treated at prom my senior year and ignoring it, was also in Sin City for 2000.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Little childhood trauma there for everybody.
Thank you.
Criticism Gale in Sin City, but played Valerie in Josie and the Pussycats. Tim.
Who was Rosario Dawson?
It was Rosario Dawson.
Wow.
Tim, you've got the board now.
Also in Sin City for 1600.
He played a cop in Sin City, an FBI agent in Surrogates, and a retired CIA agent in Red. Jerry.
Who is Bruce Willis?
It is the great Bruce Willis.
I say, how did Laramie not answer that one for all of us? Just shout it out before.
I just go ahead and answer. It's Bruce Willis.
I know. I was waiting to see if he could keep his calm and reading the clue.
I'm very impressed.
All right, Jerry.
Let's try comic books without capes for 1600.
Daily double.
Oh, jeez.
You, of course, have a very commanding lead with 14,800. How much of that are you going to put onto this clue?
Well, as much as I want to do a huge ton, I think I'm just going to do 1,600.
1,600.
I'll be safe.
So stick. At least you'll stick with the value of the clue, unlike Tim.
Catching strays, Tim. I'm sorry for that.
That's all right.
Appearing in DC Comics since 1972, this private investigator and bodyguard who assumes the identities of his clients got his own TV show in 1992, played by Rick Springfield, and again in 2010, played by Mark Valley.
I can see the comic character, but I can't think of the name. I don't remember.
Not going to take a shot at it?
No, I can't think of it at all.
Who is the Human Target or Christopher Chance?
Mm-hmm.
All right, didn't affect you much. You're currently at 13,200. Tim is at 6,900 and Blake at 4,400.
Still on the positive, though, so that's all that's all we're really aiming for here.
And it is still your board, Jerry.
Let's try I Can't Believe It's Not a Comic for 1,600.
Based on a work by Neil Gaiman, this Divine series features the characters Laura Moon, Mr. World, and Technical Boy. Jerry.
What is American Gods?
It is American Gods.
Let's try I Can't Believe It's Not a Comic for 2,000.
All right, finishing out that. Nope, not finishing that one. We still got a 400 there. The alliterative name of Bruce Willis's character in Unbreakable and Glass.
Oh, man.
Oh, y'all hit me so hard not knowing the Bruce Willis answer.
I've only seen it once, so I don't know.
His character in those movies is named David Dunn.
David Dunn, yep. Mm.
David Dunn.
It's been too long since I've seen it, but yeah.
I done forgot that one.
Right. Yeah,
at least Jerry didn't get it.
Go back. Go back and listen. Go back and listen to the Unbreakable episode that Chad and
this
I did.
Is just keep away from Jerry at this point in time. Can we buzz in?
No.
All right, Jerry, it is still your board.
Let's try Poorly Described Plot for 800.
Man destroys his own home because he didn't want to share it with his long lost sister after she broke his favorite tool. Jerry,
what is Thor Ragnarok?
Mm-hmm.
It is Thor Ragnarok. Yeah.
I guess I need to watch that.
Well, now you already know what it's about.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
That's right.
All right, Jerry.
Let's finish out that Poorly Described Plot for 400.
A bunch of weirdos try to start a fight with a reject of the Blue Man Group. Tim.
What is Watchmen?
That is incorrect.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Jerry.
What is Guardians of the Galaxy?
It is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I get it now. I get the clue.
I Can't Believe It's Not a Comic for 400.
Now we're finishing off that one. Jason Bateman plays PR exec Ray Embury, whose life is saved by the title sardonic superhero in this 2008 film. Tim.
Oh my gosh, I'm blanking. It's a Will Smith movie. Oh gosh, I can't remember.
Blake?
What is Hancock?
It is Hancock.
I had my Candace Cameron Bure moment. There we go.
and if Blake didn't already know it was Hancock, saying it was a Will Smith movie,
I know.
Gave a real big clue.
You're welcome, Blake.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Blake, it's your board now.
Just trying to keep it from Jerry, that's all.
Well, Hannah Montana said it best, Larry. You get the best of both worlds for 800.
In Marvel, Ramonda. In DC, Amanda Waller. Tim.
Who is Viola Davis?
That is incorrect.
Ah.
No one else going to take a shot at it? It is Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett. That was her name.
Angela Bassett. She played Amanda Waller in the Green Lantern movie.
Since I've never seen that one, that's why I wouldn't have got that. But Viola Davis played Amanda Waller in Suicide Squad.
Right. So.
She did.
But she did not
play Queen Ramonda in Black Panther.
That's true. But, hey. So. I didn't know where Ramonda came
from
in Marvel.
Details.
She could have if she wanted to, Larry.
Right. She's Viola Davis. She can play whatever she wants.
All right, Blake, you still have control?
Comic books without cakes for 2,000.
All right, finishing out that one. This horror series by James Tynion IV and Werther Del Eria follows monster hunter Erica Slaughter. Blake.
What is something is killing the children, Laramie?
It is something's killing the children. I was so happy you got that one.
Oh, God.
Considering you and I did an episode on it.
Yep.
And it is one of your favorite comics.
Yes, absolutely. Hands down.
All right, Blake. Well, you just took second place. Where are we going now?
Super Music for 2000. Let's finish that one out.
This former Beatle released a song in 1975 titled Magneto and Titanium Man. Blake.
Who is Paul McCartney?
It was Sir Paul McCartney.
It's the only Beatle name I know. I'm not going to lie to you.
you didn't think it was going to be Ringo?
Is that another Beatle?
It is.
I thought it might have been Ringo, honestly. Oh, yeah. I'm glad I didn't answer.
Yeah, like George Harrison? I don't know.
All right, Blake, you're still got about half of what Jerry's got, so.
All right, so you're telling me there's no shot at this point.
Hey, still got final.
Best of Both Worlds 400.
In Marvel, J. Jonah Jameson. In DC, James Gordon. Jerry.
Who is J.K. Simmons?
It is J.K. Simmons. That man loves the letter J.
He does.
All right, Jerry, your commanding lead. Where are we going in Sin City?
Well, considering I've only seen it once, and that was like back when it first came out, I'm going to go 400.
Marv in Sin City and the villain in 2010's Iron Man 2. Tim.
Who is... Oh my gosh. This is terrible. I can't think of his name now.
Blake.
Who is Mickey Rourke?
Yes.
It is Mickey Rourke.
Oh.
That was the name Tim couldn't think of.
It was not, yeah. Saw his face. And, all 14 different versions of it.
There you go. All right, so Blake.
Was also in Sin City for 1200.
Manute in Sin City, but he played the Kingpin in 2003's Daredevil. Jerry.
Who was Michael Clark Duncan?
It is the great, late and great Michael Clark Duncan, who I actually thought was a pretty good Kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against Vincent D'Onofrio, because he is just as great. There was nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that Daredevil movie. I've said it on this show before. I will say it again. There's nothing wrong with that Daredevil movie. All right, Jerry, you going to bring it?
Yeah, let's do 800.
Nancy in Sin City, but appeared in 2005's Fantastic Four. Tim.
Who was Jessica Alba?
It is Jessica Alba.
At least I got the last question right.
There it is.
We have finished out Double Jeopardy. Tim at 5,700. Blake at 9,200. And Jerry, not a runaway, with 17,600.
Oh, I don't know. She's just pretty close to it.
But it all comes down to the wager in Final Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
For this Final Jeopardy category, silent movies. The three of them will put in their wager, and we will get to the clue. All right, all three have put in their wagers. Let's see what they know about silent movies. Yes, when it comes to comic books. And here is the clue. A special 1996 comic book puts Superman in the world of this classic 1926 German film. So here we go. We'll start off with Tim, who battled in the negatives in the beginning of the game, but he was able to pull off a good amount there at the end. So let's see. What did you say? Tim said, "What is Das Boot?" Which is not even a silent film. So that is incorrect. And what did you wager? You wagered $5,000. That puts you at a final score of 700.
But it's still in the positive. Still in the
positive. You are still in the positive. That is correct. All right. Next up was Blake, who had 9,200, trying to battle it out, trying to catch up there with Jerry. Let's see how Blake responded. What classic 1926 German film did Blake go with? He said, "What is Jerry has traumatized me from competing in any other game show?" Of course, we know that is incorrect. Funny, but incorrect. And let's see what he wagered. Ooh, wagered 9,000.
But Laramie, what does that leave me with, Laramie?
To $200.
In the positive, boys. Okay.
Positive. And it is looking so much like Bethany is going to be the third person in the finals. Unless Jerry did something stupid. Let's see what Jerry came up with. Jerry said, "What is Nosferatu? It is a silent movie."
Good call.
"And I believe it also is German, but it is the wrong one. This one you're going to feel really dumb about. The movie is Metropolis."
Oh.
Metropolis. But let's see. It all comes down to what Jerry wagered. And he wagered just a little $1,800, which gives him a final score of $15,800, giving him a very commanding lead.
Yes.
So good job, Jerry D. moving on into the finals to face Nicholas and Bethany to determine who is the most knowledgeable co-host of all of the moving panels co-hosts that competed here. So thank you, gentlemen, for playing. I hope y'all enjoyed it.
A lot of fun.
I had lots of fun.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
It was fun, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for this second game of Jeopardy. Again, we'll be bringing you the finals between Jerry D., Nicholas Pepin, and Bethany Wells in a couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. But we'll go ahead and wrap things up for today. For Moving Panels, I'm Laramie Wells, and I'll see you on the other side of the page. We'll be right back.